And that is key. That is the key economic, quote unquote, quality that cannot be factored into the present system's means of analysis, because it only exists under terms of freedom, the power and creativity and force of our love. And the would-be gods are would so have them be gones, of course, know this. They also know that young people, those among us hungriest for truth, are finally getting some. Our ancestors who long for our freedom are extending their arms with gifts. And young people today are taking them. They are waking up. So the would-they-were-gones are furiously trying to trap them, young people, into a patriotic mindset that claims to be anti-capitalist and anti-fascist and for the planet. We have to get this. Of course they want to pick the president, but more than anything, they want to con the next generation. Otherwise, their whole game is gone. Do you feel me? Conning the next generation is everything to these guys, because they want to install their vision, and that requires conning the next generation. So in every possible way, across all available media, that's what they're doing, including on the left. So these would so they were gones are furiously trying to trap young people into a patriotic mindset that claims to be anti-capitalist and anti-fascist and for the planet. These are threats made carrots for young people with heart, dangled before them to lure them into, once again, in a process that's but a variant used on all previous generations, con them into abandoning their bodies, ignoring their hearts, stopper their thought process, and sacrifice themselves heroically, quote unquote, the propaganda that's worked since class begun. Save us, save your fathers, power pleads with them, as it fashions the lassos to rope them back in and hang the ones grown too recalcitrant. Prince's message has been brushed aside, ignored entirely, that we must reclaim our bodies, every single one of us. We are a global humanity with a life, health, freedom, allegiance. As long as we're clear in our planning work, in our discussions, that the individual is the basic unit of political organization, working back from that, we have our infrastructure plan. We simply must ensure that food gets distributed, adhering to Proudhon's guidance that no dispossession is needed. We work with, draw on, the bank's common members, in our bank that holds dear the earth's contributions and those of our brothers and sisters, if you see any distinction. And our work is as well to ensure there are no leaders and to develop the infrastructure to ensure none are needed.